Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. In a remarkable accomplishment, young mountaineer Kavakiano from Kavak village in Kamle district submitted Mount Everest today at around 11:50 a.m. This was informed by Everester Tagit Sorang. She is the fifth woman from Arunachal and first woman from the Nishi community to scale the world's highest peak at 8,848.86 meters above sea level. A student at Rashtriya Raksha University, Pasighat campus, 25-year-old Yano completed basic mountaineering course from Himalayan Mountaineering Institute, Darjeeling, an advanced mountaineering course and search and rescue course from National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, Dirang. She has also been a part of the state women's cricket team. Tirap District Deputy Commissioner Ira Singhal has emphasized the importance of preserving the unique cultural heritage of Borduria while developing its tourism potential. Our goal is to create a sustainable tourism model that benefits the local community and preserves the rich cultural and natural heritage of Borduria Circle, said the DC while on a visit to the Borduria Circle on Monday to evaluate the region's tourism potential. The DC, accompanied by Circle Officer Yova Anya and District Tourism Officer Tirigo, explored several key locations to identify opportunities for tourism development. In view of increasing dog bite cases in the state capital and a few other districts, the Department of Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development on Monday convened a meeting at the Civil Secretariat to review the current situation. The meeting, chaired by Commissioner Bidol Tain, noted that though the increasing number of dog bite cases was a matter of concern for all, but all the bite cases were not that of rabid dogs, rather most of the bites were of pet and domesticated dogs. While different means were discussed to control the population of stray dogs in the capital, the proposal for catching and confining stray dogs by authority or NGOs and sterilizing them was accepted as the most standard procedure, officials said. West Siang Deputy Commissioner Hage Mamu, accompanied by District Planning Officer Marjum Karga, has on Monday inspected some of the major ongoing centrally sponsored projects in the district. The inspected projects include multipurpose community hall, construction of multi-story building for parking at Alo, walkway in riverfront and the viaduct construction work near Takpu Bagra at 309.781 kilometer of 14 Pangin section of NH-13. While expressing satisfaction over the way the projects are being executed, the DC advised the site engineers of the company and the field officers of the Highway Department to ensure quality of work and complete the projects on time. To mark the National Bee Day, the Assam Rifles, in conjunction with National Honey Bee Mission, organized a workshop at COB Rima Changlang, Arunachal Pradesh on Monday. This event sought to impart profound knowledge on the intricate art of apiculture with a particular focus on the meticulous care and management of beehive boxes. Though through immersive and hands-on training, participants were bestowed with invaluable insights into the nurturing and stewardship of bee colonies, all underpinned by principles of sustainable honey production, the Assam Rifles said on a social media post. Anti-Terrorism Day was observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on May 21, 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Alam at Siriparambadur, a village near Chennai. It is observed to educate the people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sonia Gandhi and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to Rajiv Gandhi at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today fired fresh salvos at the India Block in Bihar at a poll rally and tore into Congress RJD governments for forced migration of youth from the state. Prime Minister accused the Congress and its allies of ruining 60 years of the country and also destroying the lives of 3 to 4 generations and said that they will be made to pay the price for such injustice by the citizens. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar. Thank you.